and welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. A little behind the eight ball in technology here today, but doing good.
Yeah, we got to get you some lights in there because I think just the makeup of your room doesn't bode well often for natural light. So we've got to get you some, how should we call it, some TikTok lights or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, get one of those big circle lights there.
That actually probably would work perfectly. But hey, everyone, welcome to the show. And we got a lot to talk about today. Got some news going on, best practice, some stuff going on here at Blueberry. We've got a question of the week. But Mike, man, there's nothing happening in the podcasting space at all.
Nah, nothing at all.
Yeah. Spotify adding premium for some.
Yeah. Does it seem to you like it does to me that was kind of rushed?
Oh, it was really rushed. And, you know, Apple made their announcement. And of course, everything we saw from Apple was pretty impressive. But Spotify basically said, we got 12 partners that are going to get premium. And then at some point in the future, you're going to be able to do it, but you're going to have to host your content on Anchor. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's one of those things like us too.
It's a catch 22. Yeah, catch 22 to go over there and have to host your show to do premium. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But
at some point, we should talk about, you know, whether or not you really want to start something like that, regardless of what the platform is.
Yeah, because you just got to think about, I think it's a great opportunity for podcasters, but it's that commitment level. You know, if you're going to say you're going to do it, then you have to do it. And what if you only get 5 or 10? What's the dollar amount you're going to earn to have to be able to produce a premium episode every week or every month or whatever you decide to put out?
It's hard enough for me to do 3 podcasts a week. This one I'm a little more obligated to, but you know how it goes. And, you know, you add something else where somebody's paying, and then, you know, even if it's $5 a month, they expect a show.
You know, and for me, I've told my contributors to my personal show that I'm going to do one, but I didn't give a time commitment. And I'm glad I didn't, because I've been behind the eight ball and getting that launch. So I think that this is something you'll have to think about. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to rush to do this. And then what do they do? You know, are they going to have to cancel those shows if they don't find the time? So, or don't get enough response.
Yeah, just remember, you know, a podcast, regardless of whether it's a premium one or everything else, it takes some time to produce. That's the thing. I mean, we spend, you know, quite a bit of time prepping this show and, you know, and all the other shows I do. I don't do as much prep on the other ones, obviously, but it takes some time commitment. And then, you know, post-production a little bit and, you know, at least publishing, you know, you got to realize that this is a bit of a time commitment. So, you know, be careful about starting a bunch of stuff that you can't finish.
Yeah, I live up to that every day because there's stuff that I'm always behind on. So, yeah, it's a big, big challenge. But, well, we'll see what happens. But I heard today, finally, that this podcast player that they're adding, basically what you do is
on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, but you go through Spotify to do it. You go into your Spotify app and then you share to Facebook the episode, and it goes on your page or on your newsfeed, and then it shows up as a player. Up until a couple of days ago, it wasn't working, but I heard this morning that it started to roll out where a person will be able to, at least iOS users will be able to listen to the whole thing. They've done something weird where Android users are not going to be able to listen to a whole episode, which again, Android users continue to get screwed. So the iOS functionality on this will be, you'll be able to scroll off the newsfeed and still listen. It won't stop like a video does. So again, though, do people, well, this may work different because people will be able to listen all the way through, but at least on iOS. But my experience was it sent me back to the Spotify app, put me in a loop. So it really didn't make any sense.
Well, the other thing is, you know, on your Facebook page, you know, if someone's playing a podcast, you know, we're not watching a live video like we're doing here. Someone's listening to a podcast. What happens if they scroll down their news?
Well, with this new player, it will continue to play. Okay. That's the whole functionality of it. It will continue to play after you scroll off the newsfeed. So that's the big difference here, that they've never, Facebook has never given anyone else this opportunity to have playback like this. If we could have, we would have implemented it years ago.
Certainly. And, you know, the other thing is on Facebook, like if I'm watching a live Facebook on my phone and the screen goes dark, the play stops. And I wonder if you can put the phone back in your pocket and still listen.
Now, I've watched videos before that continued to play. I've actually had trouble closing them. So it's kind of sometimes weird on Facebook, but I guess we'll have to see and just play around with yourself. But again, go over to Spotify, find your episode, press the hamburger. That's at least what I call it, to get the additional options for the episode. And then you'll see share, and then it's like Facebook, and it'll give the option to push over so you can play with it and see how it works on your side. Let us know if you get any traction on that or right. how and the experience.
And you have to be in Spotify to have that work for you.
Right, right. You have to be on Spotify's app to push back to the Facebook. Now, we'll see what it does on desktop. We'll see if it plays on desktop the same way it does on mobile. But I guess there's a different experience for Android users. You only get to listen to a little bit, then you have to go back to Spotify to listen to the whole thing. So time will tell. All right, 99% Invisible has been bought by SiriusXM. So this, congratulations to Roman Mars.
Yeah, I don't know what the number was, but he got a decent paycheck, I'm sure, because he donated $1 million back to his old network.
To Radiotopia. Now, you know, I was kind of talking about this yesterday on another show, was that Radiotopia, those are anchor, he was their anchor show. So what is going to happen to Radiotopia now?
As opposed to anchor.fm, he was the big show on that platform or on that network.
Yeah, he was the, you're right. He was the Macy's or, you know, one of the big end stores or big media. So we'll see what happens with this. Maybe that's the reason why he donated $1 million to Radiotopia on the way out, said, here's some money to keep you going. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, well, the thing with this is it's not like the Joe Rogan deal. He's still going to be everywhere. And Sirius owns Stitcher. So it's, I guess, Stitcher Studios that is officially the new home of it or something like that. But, you know, it's still going to be distributed via RSS. So,
right. So let's talk a little bit about Podcast Connect.
Yeah. I just saw something interesting over on Transistor. I know they're a competitor, but it was a good article. But they have kind of a page that lists all the current issues that are going on with Apple. You know, a lot of people are still having trouble getting into Podcast Connect. They're, you know, the dashboard there at Apple. And I did hear today that Dave Jackson and Evo Terra both got in today. So apparently they're getting stuff going, but I think Paul Culligan's still out. So,
you know, we did our call with Apple last week. They, you know, without going into too much detail, they are working around the clock to fix that. So,
you know, there's always, when you do a big platform change like that, it's, especially a company as big as Apple, I mean, there's bound to be glitches. So, you know, cut them a little slack. They'll get it together.
Main thing is your shows, all the shows have been back. It's just people getting access to the platform. So,
right. You know, like I said, there's been little glitches here and there, but it's not been terrible. And I'm really surprised that I'm not getting more tech support issues out of it.
Well, I don't think a lot of people go over to Podcast Connect on a regular basis. I think just a few podcasters do. But I must say that some of the new stats that they put out are pretty cool.
Yeah, very nice.
Yep, so you can definitely check that out. Looking for a job? McMillan. McMillan's looking for a script editor for podcasts, and they own the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. This would be a great gig for somebody.
Yeah, I put that in here for that. You know, we're friends with Mignon, who started Quick and Dirty Tips and Grammar Girl. And yeah, they're looking for someone to help with their scripts. They do scripted podcasting, and they do it right. It really is awesome stuff over there. They've got a whole bunch of, you know, they're shortish shows, you know, 5-10 minutes, and you know, they're really good at long tail. I mean, stuff she did 15 years ago are still getting downloads today. It's amazing.
If anybody wants, you know, here's a good, you know, maybe this is a best practice. I know we've got a best practice we're going to talk about, but to be honest with you, if you want to do and want to create long tail content, you need to go look at the people that do it the best. And I'm just, be frank, the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, there's no one that does it better than them. And, you know, Mike was being very straight with you and saying that episodes they created 15 years ago or 14 or 13 get as many downloads often in this current month as they did the first month they come out, probably more because the way podcasting has changed. So they have a machine over there that is pretty impressive. So I'm sure they're going to be being very careful on who they pick for this position. So
yeah, the cool thing about what they do is the topics they talk about are not topical. They're not, you know, nothing to do with the news. They don't go out of date in most cases. So, you know, I guess that's the key. So if you want long tail content, that's someone to emulate there.
Yep, absolutely. So let's talk about your best practice you've came up with this, Mike.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really fully flush it out, but I wanted to talk about show notes. A lot of people will publish a show and then they'll go look at Apple or at Google or, you know, whatever app of choice, and they notice that their show notes show up differently on different ones. And the best practice that I found is I don't worry about it. I put out content and I try to drive people back to my site, but, you know, some people are particular about it. And, you know, with the new iOS app, I've got to say the show notes are looking better.
Yeah, they're looking a lot better.
But a lot of times, I mean, you know, think about this. If you're a podcast listener, you know, an avid listener, most podcasters are, what do? You subscribe to a show. You look at your phone and you see, oh, hey, there's a new show. You hit play, you stick the phone back in your pocket. You never see what it looks like on the app generally. Now, some can argue that discovery might, you know, it might help you in discovery if your show notes look good and somebody's just browsing through Apple Podcasts. But, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know a lot of people that do it that way. Again, you know, as we keep saying, it's Google usually that's driving discovery to your site, and then they find out you have a podcast. And so I don't know how much we should worry about the show notes. I mean, they should be there and we can do as much as we can, but you're never going to control all of them to look exactly the way you want them. That's the big thing. You know, we get a lot of people, you know, contacting me and say, you know, my links don't work in X app. Well, you know, some apps don't show links. They just don't. There's nothing we can do to force them to.
Yeah. I think that I make sure my show notes look good on my website. And because every app displays show notes a little bit different, as you've mentioned here, there's no way to get it perfect. And I am impressed, though, because for years I would do specific line items in my show notes with a, you know, just a short description and a media link. And for years they didn't pick those up. It just became one jumbled mess of text. And I kind of got used to, and I was mildly surprised with iOS 14.5 and that they really did clean it up. And I'm pretty happy about what they've done.
They're handling the formatting quite a bit better. But, you know, without getting geeky, there's different RSS tags that different apps pick up at different times. And maybe I'll go into that on Podcast Help Desk sometime and kind of explain the different tags and all that stuff. So let's not get too geeky here. But, you know, suffice it to say, you know, there's this happy medium that'll make everything look decent, but you're never going to control it.
Yep. Let's talk about a little bit of Blueberry news. PowerPress 8.6 is in beta. You can get it via the link on the website if you want to test it. What are we looking for next week sometime on that beta?
I believe next week probably, because they told them never to release anything on Friday. So
one thing that we do know about is that there is and I wouldn't call it a bug. Well, maybe it is a bug.
It's a bug or a conflict, I guess would be a better way to put it.
So those of you that upgraded to Chrome, I guess it's a 90 series or a release 90. When you upload now, everything uploads fine, gets to the point where it's uploading. And then when the upload finishes, the uploader doesn't automatically collapse right now. And it's because of something Chrome is doing. So they've got the dev team looking at that to figure out why the uploader is not closing once.
Yeah, it'll pop up a login to WordPress for you. And
mine says not authorized. Mine doesn't even get to the point where it says that ask me for a login.
Yeah, so if you're having that problem, use a different browser until we get it figured out or Chrome changes something. So,
but again, the media uploads. So
yeah, the media is there, so then you can just go in and reselect it. You have to click again,
which kind of sucks. Yeah. We got a blog article about podcast monetization and the basics to monetizing a podcast. So feel free to check that article out and get some good details there.
Goes through different ways of monetizing.
One thing that we're doing different here at Blueberry now, and I can announce this probably on the show, is that we're looking for additional writers for the Blueberry blog.
Yes.
And if you'd like to be one of our writers for the blog and can contribute content, we have a publishing list of topics that we want people to be able to access and review. And then you can submit articles on your own. Send an email to marketing@blueberry.com. And we will, again, if you want to write for us, and it's an interesting model, and you can review the agreement and how we do that. But if you do send us an email, make sure you send us any samples of any other writing you've done in the podcasting space specifically, and we'll get it in there. So, Mike, what's up with the question of the week?
Yeah, somebody was asking in Facebook whether Divi, the theme, works with PowerPress, and that could also be the page builder for Divi. And yeah, the answer is yes. Divi's theme works fine with PowerPress, and 99.999% of all other WordPress themes work with it. So, you know, it's not a big deal, but the Divi builder doesn't work so well, and really none of the other builders do either. And the problem is that it puts we were talking about show notes, it puts the text you type in the wrong tags or just omits it completely from your RSS feed, which is obviously not ideal if you're using RSS to distribute a podcast. Divi Builder also has a bug, and we've been trying with the developers over there to get it fixed, and so far have been unsuccessful, but it will remove the enclosure from your RSS feed, which means your MP3 won't go out if you're using Divi Builder to build your podcast posts. And Divi's great for, you know, building your website, doing pages, doing any other posts. But for podcast posts, it's best if you don't use the Builder app and just drop to the stock WordPress editor to do your show notes, or your blog post, I should say. So, but yes, it'll work just like almost every other WordPress theme out there. What is there, like 10,000 of them?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, so there's nothing specific. As long as the theme is playing by the rules, it'll work.
Yeah. Just, you know, go with caution, I guess, and don't use the Divi Builder for your podcast posts. And I know that's going to be hard for some folks not to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there is a workaround that, I think it's Elegant Themes that does Divi. I think there is a workaround, but you have to get with their support team to do it. But be honest with you, for podcast posts, I think making them work is more important than how they look visually on the site. My humble opinion.
Well, I think you'll have some people disagree with you, Mike.
That's why I said my humble opinion.
Yeah. So anyway, if you have any more questions, Divi, just drop us a line. Of course, if you got comments or questions about today's show, you can send those to us, Mike or Todd. Or actually, if you had questions on this particular topic on the Divi stuff, send it to mike@blueberry.com. And of course, the best place for support on any Blueberry products or services is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. And sending a ticket gives the whole team access to the question rather than direct emails or direct phone calls. We want to make sure that you subscribe to the companion show to this one, Podcast Help Desk, where Mike, you go into the weeds and get the glazed over look on people's eyeballs.
I try not to. And sometimes I just spout my opinion, which is worth what you pay for it. So
that's right. But if you're looking to have your show showcased here, we want to hear from you. Send an email to Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com. Blueberry without the E's. That way you get it to us and not the Blueberry Foundation. Yeah. And we'll get you scheduled to be on the show and do an interview with you. Any other thoughts today, Mike? A little bit of a short one today.
Yeah, a little short and sweet today, but hey, we got it all covered, and everybody have a good week.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next time here on the Podcast Insider. Take care. Bye-bye.